This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. There's a new program to help Colorado homes and businesses ditch fossil fuels. CPR Sam Brash explains.
The Colorado Energy Office has opened applications for its new high-efficiency electric heating and appliances grant. The $11 million program is aimed at college campuses, apartments, strip malls, really any location with multiple properties. And it'll pay for projects to replace gas appliances like stoves or furnaces with electric alternatives like heat pumps. The hope is to reduce greenhouse gases by electrifying bigger buildings or neighborhoods all at once. The state plans to take applications until funding runs out or until June 2025. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Grand Junction will soon purchase 40 e-bikes for low-income residents. The goal is to evaluate the effectiveness of e-bikes as a transportation alternative. Qualified residents need to earn less than 80% of the area median income and live in one of two Grand Junction neighborhoods. The program includes a trip tracking element to show how and where the bikes are being used. Three people have died on the Arkansas River in just 1 week. As KRCC's Jessica Duran reports, the most recent death was on Friday when a raft flipped near Salida.
The Arkansas River surges every summer as the snow melts in the mountains, causing high water levels and faster rapids. This year, heavy rains have added to the surge, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife. The agency urges people to check water conditions by calling the Arkansas Headwaters Recreation Area before heading out on the river. Statewide, 14 deaths have occurred on Colorado waters this year. Jessica Duran, KRCC News.
And there's a wildfire that is growing in Garfield County. It has now reached 3,000 acres. Come to CPR.org for the latest updates on that.